that generates heat will generate radio waves. So we can see some objects in the radio spectrum that are not visible in the visible spectrum. So that tells us that there's more there then. Then there are objects that radiate most of their energy off in the ultraviolet spectrum, for example, and we find that objects are much more energetic than they appear in the visual spectrum. Or there are events that take place in which most of the energy is released at the very highest end of the spectrum in gamma ray energy. And that tells us a story. In fact, we can look back to the edge of the universe, the earliest portion of our universe, and we can see objects that are radiating tremendous amounts of gamma ray energy. And we now have to work to interpret what that signal tells us about the earliest history of the universe. So all of these things put together help to give us a complete picture. Without those additional wavelengths and frequencies and windows, we would not understand the universe as we do today.
I want to ask you to just outline some of the really interesting discoveries and questions that characterize our time.
There are many questions that really challenge us these days. But the big questions, I think, remain. And there are new questions that we've added to this big question pile. The first big question always is there life anywhere else in this universe? The ability of our tools is beginning to allow us to identify planets orbiting other stars. This is something that's taken place in the last 20 years, the last two decades, but most significantly in the past decade, we've been able to identify, the most recent number I can think is 330 planets orbiting other stars. We have yet to find a planet that's Earth-like, but as our capability continues to develop, we'll be able to see these objects that are Earth size, and we'll be able to determine if they are Earth-like environments, and then we'll be able to chase that question of whether or not there's any other life in the universe. That's very important for us. I think one of the most important concerns and challenges for us as humans here is this question of, are we alone or not? That carries a lot of oomph to it, if you will, as to what we try to find out about that.
Yes.
One of the other big questions is, what was the origin of the universe?